Welcome, everybody, to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn is amazing. She's a doctor, she's a naturopath, she's an herbalist, she's an acupuncturist. She's going to tell you exactly what she would do if she were in your shoes. I can't think of a person who has devoted more time to helping people's health than Dr. Carolyn Dean. She can make a huge difference as you listen to her words of wisdom. We know she's ahead of time because she is the doctor of the future. Welcome, Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Hey, Jenny, are we on the show? Are we on the show?
We are on the show. Welcome, everybody. Dr. Carolyn Dean live here with you again today. I don't know why Rachel's popping up. There she goes. That's our producer, Rachel, just checking in to make sure everything's okay. But we're always okay because we have Dr. Carolyn Dean here to show us the way. And the way is definitely the natural way of using nutrients as building blocks, and not just any old nutrient, people. We're talking very important stabilized ions of minerals, very important food-based vitamins to be in their appropriate biological ratios and combinations to give you exactly what you need at a cellular level. So not only can you be healthy, wealthy, wise, but you can also live longer and have your lifespan and your health span intersect and be very productive. We're going to be the most productive generation that has ever lived. You just watch and see, and it's all because of part of things that Carolyn's doing, which is very exciting. If you haven't joined us before, please be sure to like the show. We're talking about men's health today. If you've got a guy friend that you want to know about him to know about this topic, please share the link with him. He can tune right in. And we're going to let Dr. Dean take it away.
Thanks, Jenny. Thank you very much. Another week has passed, and can't believe it. I'll do a bit of a mini rant, but just to tell people again that our Wailea or certified organic food store is open, and we're just going to knock it out of the park. It's so amazing. You know, there, Ginny's been here. She's been around the Wailea area. There are no grocery stores. We think the hotels and the restaurants conspired somehow to keep the grocery stores away. So we've got just a huge market, a huge community that we're going to serve. It's awesome. So mini rant. I just wanted to say a few words about glyphosate. It's the herbicide poison that the famous Stephanie Seneff, she's been researching and writing about it for many years. So I heard an interview with her, and I want to remind people that what happens with glyphosate, it's such a poisonous herbicide. They match it up with GMO crops. So GMO crops, they are designed to be resistant to glyphosate. So they go together like, you know, apple pie and ice cream. So just get that. The concept is just crazy. GMO crops are engineered to be resistant to glyphosate. They do this so they can spray the heck out of their crops and not, you know, not have to weed or do anything that we do on our organic farm. So it kills everything. It kills the insects. It kills all the bacteria, the probiotics in the soil. It kills, you know, any little animals. It kills humans. This stuff is just poison. So that's one of the many reasons I support this certified organic biodynamic farm in Maui to avoid glyphosate. So it's just another reminder that we have to try to eat organic, develop an association with your local organic farmer, join a CSA, community supported agriculture, because I mean, even if you buy organic processed foods, you have to consider that the water in which the food is processed may contain glyphosate because it's everywhere. It's gotten into the environment. I noticed you can even go on Amazon and buy glyphosate. It's everywhere. And that's why we promote our formulas to try to keep your detoxification pathways strong enough to get rid of these poisons and heavy metals and all the rest of it. So there's glyphosate. Jenny, do you want to jump in and say anything about the glyphosate?
Now, Karen, isn't that Roundup?
Correct.
Yeah. You can get it everywhere. It is really gross.
Yeah. You don't use it on your backyard huge vegetable garden, I'm sure.
Oh, gosh, no. I don't even think we allow it in our HOA, to tell you the truth. And I'm not being facetious. You know, a lot of communities have gone that way, especially if they have what we have, which is deers and a lot of birds and wildlife in our general area, because we are kind of a semi-rural. And so I don't think we allow it per our HOA.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to dive right into the book of the week is Total Body Reset for Men. And our blog is How Men Can Rewire Their Stressed Nervous Systems. We're doing Men's Month 22nd. I guess we have one more week to go. But these poor men, I mean, the way we're presenting it is it's as if they're completely stressed out, which they probably are because we all are. So this is about the HPA axis, adrenal exhaustion, and the mineral men need to break the stress cycle. What do you think it is? Magnesium, of course. In Total Body Reset for Men, I explain that chronic stress creates a biological drain on the body that affects far more than the mood. It impacts the heart, hormone balance, sleep, cognitive performance, sexual health, and longevity. At the center of this conversation is a relationship that most men have never heard about, the connection between chronic stress, magnesium depletion, the adrenal glands, and the nervous system. I'm just thinking about an acquaintance. He and his wife I met on the Maui hotel boardwalk, and he got to hear that I was a doctor, am a doctor, and have products and this and that. And his story was that he'd been hit in the head with either a baseball or a baseball bat many years before. And he says he's always had problems and worsening headaches now. And the doctor said, well, that's not possible. It's still the baseball bat. Maybe you've got this and that and the other. Totally stressed him out with all the tests and all the this and all the that. And it was when Julie was here and Julie would just say to him, you need magnesium. And we finally got him to agree. I think I gave him my my book, the Missing Link book. And he thought, oh, okay. So he started to take some magnesium, but he still had to go back to the mainland to finish out some. They were telling him, oh, maybe you have a heart problem. They just took so much money from him doing all the testing. And then after they said, no, can't find a thing. Now they usually find something and then they go after you with all kinds of medications. I think he might have been on statin, but his cholesterol wasn't even elevated. So after a while, they were back on mainland, came back and said, well, you know, his wife said he's feeling so much better taking the magnesium. You know, he doesn't have the head pain like he used to. So it's tough when you have a person, you know, male or female, that thinks, well, you know, the doctor wants to do all this testing and maybe it's something physical and something really bad. So the fear and the stress of trying to get a diagnosis is just debilitating for some people. We try to tell people, you know, in customer service or me meeting all the people I do these days, that just go on the basic nutrients. And this is what I'm saying in this blog. Your basic nutrients can help you, you know, overcome this. I have a statement in probably the Magnesium Miracle book. How do we go from being a calm person in control of our nervous system to an anxious, fearful individual? It can be a myriad of things. It can be that you're trying to find a diagnosis, or one of your kids is having trouble, or in relationship problems, trouble at work. So you start tensing up and you create a level of expectation, and then that turns to irritation. And any of that stress will deplete your magnesium. It will deplete it. It's being used up. Your anxiousness is actually draining your magnesium. So this article, you can read it at drcarolindean.com. And there can be anxiety, depression, muscle weakness, fatigue, eye twitches is a big one, insomnia, apathy, apprehension, poor memory, confusion, anger, nervousness, and rapid pulse. If you go to a doctor and say, well, I've got, you know, these symptoms, apprehension, confusion, they'll just put you on an antidepressant or an anti-anxiety drug. They won't think about magnesium. And either treat it with drugs, or you'll self-medicate with alcohol, or, you know, CBD, coffee, cigarettes, just trying to take the edge off. So with the book Total Body Reset for Men, I basically talk about picometer magnesium, that's our REMAG, whole food vitamin C, our picometer minerals, that's REMITE, omega-3 fatty acids, which also have A and E, vitamins A and vitamin C, methylated B vitamins with two sulfur-based amino acids, and a soil-based probiotic, our Flora Revive. And that's what our basic formula has been all along. We don't do dozens of different formulas. We don't have a new formula every month or so, which is what a marketing person would like a company to do. And we've proven it recently in our Maui Reset study. Pretty soon, every week, we'll be able to give you the link to where we're going to really go into depth on the Maui Reset study. So that's the blog with a little side story. And let me quickly do the questions and comments. Someone is saying, I use extra virgin olive oil, but I'm curious what your thoughts are on beef tallow. I've read it is high in saturated fats and not heart healthy. Thank you. That's from Nancy. Now, that's the whole thing about saturated fats. It's been disproven over and over again. Saturated fats are not bad for the heart. They did this huge study now 70 years ago. They gave rabbits who eat vegetation, they gave them rancid cholesterol. And then they said, oh my gosh, they developed artery disease. Cholesterol is bad for you. And that study was grabbed up by the sugar industry because we were seeing studies back then, 60 years ago, that sugar was the cause of heart disease. And it's only now we're catching up. So saturated fats are not causing heart disease. So what do we do with the different oils? Olive oil, it's used it has a low smoke point, they say. So at a lower temperature, when you're cooking with it, it'll smoke and then become denatured. So I don't use it for cooking. I just use it in my salad dressings. For cooking, quick cooking like scrambled eggs, I'll use coconut oil or butter. Butter has a very low smoke point too. You'll see that. You put a tablespoon of butter in a frying pan and it turns brown real quick. So you just melt it and put your eggs in and cook up your eggs. But for frying, that's where tallow is really unique because it has a high smoke point. And someone else, a question, I'm noticing I'm sensitive to light. I kind of feel better when there's no light. What could that be? So, I mean, it could be just general adrenal stress, fatigue, irritability. The sensory nerves are irritable and, you know, the light bothers. Or it could be a vitamin A deficiency. Now, I mentioned vitamin A. We have it in our omega-3 algae. It could be a deficiency of vitamin B2, riboflavin, and that's in our realign. B12 deficiency, that's in our realign. A vitamin D deficiency as well can cause eye sensitivity. That's our D3K2. Or magnesium deficiency, okay. Low levels can contribute to eye strain and sensitivity to light. And that's our REMAG. And a zinc deficiency. And zinc is very important for eye health. And that's in REMITE and also standalone Pico Zinc with copper. So there you go, Ginny. I have barreled through many things here. So I'm going to bring you on to see if we have questions and if you have any comments.
Well, I wanted to let you know that Helene said that she missed the opening of the show last week. So we kind of have to go back to last week. But she thought you were talking about a selenite cocktail, Pico selenite cocktail. And I don't remember anything about that. Do you have anything you want to say about Pico selenite in general?
Well, everywhere you look now, they're talking about selenium as being kind of a super antioxidant and a super immune system booster. When I first started looking at selenium, it was during the AIDS study I was doing in New York. There were people who were sampling the soil in Africa in the various areas where AIDS was prevalent or not prevalent. And when they had areas with a lot of selenium, there was less AIDS and less cancer. So it led a lot of people to be working with selenium. I think if you look up selenium in PubMed, you'll find a lot of research, a lot of studies.
Very good. Well, I know one of the things that Pico selenite, our particular standalone. So we have selenium and REMITE, and then we have Pico selenite that is a standalone product, and that has unique applications as well. So be sure to look up stabilized ions of selenium when you're doing your research, because you'll find some interesting things about that. Wouldn't you agree, Carolyn?
Right. We call the size of our mineral ions picometer in size. And some people are looking at nanometer. It's similar science. But I didn't want to get involved with nanotechnology because there are some negative aspects to it. So I just called our products picometer.
Very good. Now, Cambria is saying, I'm very grateful for my health and cognition improvements, of course, since I've started using Dr. Dean's formulas. Why is your omega-3 supplement preferred over fish oil?
Fish oil is highly contaminated. When they do any measurements anywhere in the ocean now, they will find mercury contamination. They'll even find drugs in the sampling. And what happens with fish is when they eat smaller fish, they will start accumulating the mercury or the heavy metals that were in the smaller fish. So then the bigger the fish is, the more mercury. And when you think of someone wanting to harvest fish livers to make fish liver oil or make omegas, they want to get the biggest fish. So they get these big fish. They have to do analysis on the liver to see how toxic it is. Always toxic. The fish livers are sent to some plant in Norway, Sweden. There's some huge plant that cleanses the livers with all kinds of different chemicals and different processing. So I just don't want to be involved with a product that has to go through so much processing. The other, omega oils, I think, come from krill. I'm not interested in using krill because it's a whale food, and I don't want to diminish the diet of the whales we see here in Maui. So I use the omega-3 algae. Algae is where fish get their oil, algae oil. Fish eat the algae, and then it helps develop their fish livers. So I go to the algae. I go to clean algae as the base, and it has the EPA and DHA of any of the fish oils.
Yeah, and also it's blended with A and E, right, Carolyn?
Oh, yeah. All those oily things go together, and they help the absorption of each other.
And they can be taken with your vitamin D3, K2, and that gives it a nice oil basis.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Everything we do has layers and layers of what I've learned over the decades, and I just put it all together. And I love the questions because then we get to share the information.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So thank you, Cambria. Wonderful, wonderful question. All right, Carolyn, let us press on.
Okay, pros and cons of supplements, Rachel. Okay, what's this? Oh, yeah, on a podcast with 4.3 million followers, the host had a doctor on to rate 23 supplements. So this is where they're at. It's like the biohackers are looking. There's probably 100 supplements that they're playing with. So they rated 23. What do we have? We have, I think our maximum is 10 supplements. And then we have various bundles that we tell people about. But 23 supplements. So like it's a whole pharmacy, and I've been there. I mean, I've had whole cupboards of supplements, and they never helped me until I got my magnesium sorted out. So what do they highlight? And I've got all 23 down. I'll try to power through these quickly. Creatine. Everybody talk about creatine, but we talked about this in our February 15th, 2026 podcast. So you can go back to that. Basically, muscles are retaining water. It makes them look bigger. And synthetic creatine is so far removed from natural creatine that we make in our own bodies. So you have to think of those things. The second big hype, and the second one they talked about, is collagen. And people's collagen is breaking down because they don't take enough vitamin C. So when you take a collagen protein, all your body does is break it down into amino acids. And those amino acids will go somewhere, but not necessarily to collagen unless you have vitamin C. They didn't say that. The athletic greens, they didn't think much of them, and neither do I, because unless they're totally organic, they're contaminated with pesticides and herbicides. Number four was L-theanine. It's a naturally occurring amino acid from tea leaves. We don't make it. And it promotes relaxation with drowsiness, apparently, and it lowers cortisol, but so does magnesium. But then they said, I mean, it was great because it was a long form and they got to tell their stories. One of the guys was saying, but it causes really intense dreams. And he wakes up not feeling rested because he felt like he was fighting for his life all night. I mean, that was not a good promotion. And the other guy said, yeah, that happened to me too. I mean, what are they thinking? Then ashwagandha, they say don't take it indefinitely. It can lower your cortisol too much. So it's an Ayurvedic herb that's getting a lot of press. But the guy was saying it brings down his overlying anxiety level. Now, why does a health professional have anxiety? Probably because he's magnesium deficient, for Pete's sakes. And apparently with ashwagandha, you become emotionally numb with long-term use. Yeah, great. Sounds good. What else? Branched chain amino acids. The doctor said just eat protein. Next, a multivitamin. The doctor says, I like multivitamins. But most of them are synthetic, not food-based, not organic. This is me talking, not methylated bees. This is the only time they mentioned magnesium, and it was about the inhibitory effect of taking calcium and magnesium together. And they did talk about calcium had risk factors for heart disease, so that was good to hear. And then he talked about N-acetylcysteine, and the doctor took it for sinusitis. Now, I think previous to, at some point in their talk, before he mentioned NAC, he said he'd had chronic sinusitis for 4 years in college. So the guy has yeast overgrowth. And he's trying to treat that with all these different remedies. He said NAC produces glutathione, and that's why it's helpful. But that's what we have our L-methionine in our Realine for producing glutathione. Berberine was next. They said it's the poor man's metformin. It lowers blood glucose spikes. But it gives you nausea on an empty stomach. So the doctor again says, I'm very carbohydrate sensitive and glucose sensitive. He actually said this. He said, after a big meal, I'll get a huge glucose spike and I feel like crap the rest of the day. And berberine helps blunt that spike and I only feel half as bad. The guy has yeast overgrowth, and he's, again, trying to use alternatives to treat his symptoms instead of doing Flora Revive and Pico Silver. And resveratrol came up, and they both said it doesn't really work. It got overhyped. We all heard about resveratrol a few years ago. They said same with biotin. It's overhyped. CoQ10, they love it for mitochondrial support, especially if you're on statins. And I agreed with the statin business. Melatonin, they said they're not a fan of it. But melatonin, it's an antioxidant. It has a lot of benefits. And I don't put it down for people who want to use it for sleep enhancement. DHEA, it's precursor to all our hormones, and they say you have to follow your labs to make sure you're not creating downstream hormones that you don't really want. And that's the same for any of these hormone promoters. Then they went into number 17, sulforaphane. That's from broccoli sprouts. I talked about this in detail December 1st, 2025. So the doctor says he's taking it. He says there's hundreds of studies that it can help activate detox enzymes, protect cells from oxidative stress, balance inflammation as a source of NRF2 that regulates the expression of antioxidant proteins. So I've talked about this before, as I said, and what the NRF2 activation is doing, how it works, it's dependent on magnesium in multiple steps, not sulforaphane. So after a couple of months of using sulforaphane and you don't have magnesium to keep it going, then it just stops working. And magnesium is also a cofactor for glutathione synthesis, ATP production, hundreds of enzymes that sulforaphane is trying to upregulate. Probiotics, the doctor says he loves it, and he should because he's got yeast overgrowth. What's this? Apple cider vinegar vinegar gummies. That's being pushed as sort of a digestive and a waste weight loss, but it's a waste of money, they say. And I don't like gummies. Gummy material gives you cavities. You know, it'll stick. The sugar sticks to your teeth and all. And they say gummy material has to be heated to create the gumminess, but that just destroys all the nutrients. And then they add a lot of sugar. Talked about number 20, plant-based protein. Doctor said he's not a fan. He says pea protein is more bioavailable, but most plant protein is not bioavailable. And of course, we use pea protein, whey, and rice protein powder in our restructure, which everybody should be taking. 21, then they did get to magnesium in its different forms. They said to follow your red blood cell levels. And they pushed on magnesium glycinate and magnesium L-threonate. Magnesium citrate for constipation. So they didn't have a clue of the widespread importance of magnesium. 80% of known metabolic functions, 600 to 800 enzyme processes. And then they talked about vitamin D versus cod liver oil. And we talked about vitamin D a bit. So that's good enough. So there you go, Ginny. That's what's being promoted out in the atmosphere right now. What do you think of that? You're breaking up. Hang on, let's see what's wrong. Okay, Ginny's... Okay, Rachel, let's go away from Ginny and let's go back. She's in, I don't even know if she's in the country right now, so she might be having a connection problem. So I'm going to go to helpful hacks. And usually what I say about helpful hacks is to take the RNA reset formulas. That's the best hack you can do. But I also want to say... that someone just sent me I'll send this to Melody Rose, sent me a link for the German New Medicine book called The Psychic Roots of Disease. It's by Bjorn Ebal, and it's written in German and was translated to more than 10 languages. All these translations are available for free as an ebook or a PDF. So I have to open my mail and I'll send it to Melody Rose to put on the chat, because this is just invaluable information. Someone was German New Medicine was just asking me about spinal stenosis yesterday. And I told them to, you know, download the Psychic Roots of Disease, and they did a search for spinal stenosis, and they said there was like 600 times that it was mentioned. So you can look up any condition. And now we go to the studies. Here's the first one. It's about magnesium. Awesome. It's up and ready. Magnesium at the neurovascular interface, a narrative review of atherosclerosis, peripheral artery disease, and neuropathic pain. So the abstract says magnesium is essential. It's involved in more than 600 enzymatic reactions, plays a fundamental role in vascular, metabolic, and neural homeostasis. So this is a breakthrough referencing 600 enzyme systems, which I've been citing for years. Most articles still say, oh, 325 enzyme systems. I found the reference for 600 10 years ago, 2016, by Caspi, C-A-S-P-I, and his team. And in 2023, Souza, S-O-U-Z-A, and his team titled their paper, The Integral Role of Magnesium in Muscle Integrity and Aging, a Comprehensive Review. And they said that magnesium was necessary in 800 enzyme reactions. Back in 2018, Jamie Workinger, in her paper, Challenges in the Diagnosis of Magnesium Status, she's the one that said magnesium is a critical mineral in the human body and involved in about 80% of known metabolic functions. So those are my references. So continuing this paper, although magnesium is frequently discussed as an analgesic supplement, emerging evidence suggests that it acts as a neurovascular metabolic modulator. And this is a narrative review that integrates mechanistic and clinical evidence across three intersecting domains. So then they list these, and it's important to go through. You have to know how important magnesium is. And the reason why I can say all this is because I know that you can use REMAG without getting the laxative effects, so you can take enough to deal with all these problems. They go into the role of magnesium in endothelial dysfunction. The endothelium is the inner lining of your blood vessels. So endothelial dysfunction, what happens there? The endothelium is lined with smooth muscles. If they don't get the proper amount of magnesium, they'll tighten up and cause high blood pressure. This number one, it says vascular calcification. What do I always talk about? If there's too much calcium in the bloodstream and not enough magnesium, the calcium will start depositing in the arteries. If there's enough magnesium, it will solubilize the calcium. And they say the role in atherogenesis, making atherosclerotic plaque, and that's got to do with lack of vitamin C that makes the endothelium leaky, little tears in it. Cholesterol comes along, calcium comes along, you have atherogenesis. The number two, the contribution of magnesium deficiency to ischemic pain through peripheral artery disease and microcirculatory failure. Number three, the modulation of neuropathic pain through NMDA receptor antagonism. Now, magnesium unantagonizes the NMDA. It works in there. neuroinflammatory suppression, it works there. Maintenance of blood-brain barrier integrity. So the neuropathic pain that people are experiencing now, one or two people may remember me talking about a chef here who during the COVID years, he started doing major hygienic cleaning of everything using like 100% potent anti every, you know, whatever they call them, the disinfectants and all. He gave himself peripheral neuropathy and he didn't know what was going on. And one day at the market, this guy comes up. I was doing the cash register or one of the cash registers. And I looked at this guy and I don't do this, but I said to him, "You don't look great. What's going on?" So then I took him aside and he told me his whole story. So I told him, you know, he had to get on Remag and realign immediately. I brought him bottles the next week, and 2 weeks after that, he came roaring into the market area, singing my praises because, yeah, magnesium works on neuropathic pain. So then they say this review emphasizes nutritional magnesium status and biologically plausible mechanisms rather than presenting magnesium supplementation as an established treatment for vascular or neuropathic pain. So they just blow it. They blow it right there by saying that you have to get magnesium in your diet, which you can't. And then they continue, the evidence is strongest for mechanistic vascular and neuropathic pathways, whereas direct clinical evidence for magnesium supplementation in ischemic limb pain remains limited because the research hasn't been done, which is the way Big Pharma wants to keep it. They're not funding these very important studies. But then you also have to look at sugar and vitamin C and the fact that vitamin C is necessary to make collagen to keep blood vessels strong. So I quote here, I just have some notes about the neuropathic pain I write about in my vitamin C book, which is almost about to be published. And then the whole business about more than 2 teaspoons of sugar at a time will create a situation where glucose goes into a cell, it's metabolized to some sugar alcohol called sorbitol. Sorbitol pulls water in, attracts water, and then the cell swells up and dies. So that's what happens. The microvascular damage occurs in the retina, the kidneys, and nerves when high blood sugars transform glucose into sorbitol. Microvascular damage. So yes, this paper is about magnesium, but it really should be about magnesium and vitamin C. So let's go back and see if Ginny's available and if we can hear her this time. Hi, okay. Ginny.
Here I am.
Good.
All right. I kicked everybody off the Wi-Fi at the rental house we're at. I am in the country. So hopefully I'll be able to get through this. But we got a lot of questions, so let's do it. Carolyn, which one would you do first, Pico Silver or Pico Zinc? Or would you do them both and why?
What for?
Just for life.
Well, I do both every day. I mean, the Pico Silver I'm doing along with my Fuller Revive for my chronic yeast overgrowth because I still want to eat some sugar and especially want to eat a mango every day. And mango is very high in sugar. Pico Zinc, yeah, that's important every day too. I just, I make up a 16-ounce bottle, like a used bottle of Remag. I will, every 10 days, pour in a few ounces of each of my bottles, including my Pico Silver and my Pico Zinc. And then I'll take 3 tablespoons of all of that in each day's mineral drink.
Okay, very good. That's Dr. Dean's favorite recipe, you guys. We've said it on the show many times. If you get stuck and can't remember it, just ask customer service. They're always on standby and they know the formula. Mm-hmm. Okay, now Cambria asked about Does REMAG and REMITE improve deficiencies? And what would you do for neuropathy? But hopefully after you just read that huge magnesium paper, Carolyn, everybody knows that you would take REMAG for neuropathy. And you, of course, also would support that with Realign, as you previously stated just in this last segment. Mm-hmm. And then REMITE is also very beneficial. Would you agree, Carolyn?
Yes, all those. And it's the amounts, Cambria. At least 2 teaspoons a day of REMAG taken through the day. And the Realign as a detoxifier, just for stress toxins or toxins that end up in the nerves. It's a matter of amount. So Cambria lives here in Maui. So come to the store, and I'm there most mornings for a couple of hours. So, you know, we can chat. I'd love to see you.
Oh, that's beautiful. Jeffrey's asking, if I have calcification of my cardiac arteries and I want to prevent further calcification, what should I do besides REMAG and tasting less consumption of saturated fat?
Vitamin C. Vitamin C will, it'll change the way cholesterol relates to your arteries. If you have enough vitamin C to make your collagen, your arteries get healthy and slick, and they don't need to have cholesterol building up. And you can read about it more in a book called Practicing Medicine Without a License by, what's his name, Owen Fonarow. And it's fascinating. It's a Linus Pauling vitamin C theory that because we don't make vitamin C, this LP little a cholesterol is trying to take over the job of vitamin C by acting as a bit of a clotting factor. And then it becomes a problem because people don't have enough magnesium to solubilize their calcium. So, yes, you have to be on 5,000 milligrams of vitamin C. Just take 2, you know, heaping scoops. It's a little scoop. 2 heaping scoops of our vitamin C reset berry powder, and you're close to 5,000 milligrams. And we're coming out with a lysine proline amino acid blend very soon so that the lysine is I'll explain it at another time, but the lysine is important in keeping this LP little a cholesterol from attaching to the endothelium. So that's enough complexity right now.
Okay, very good. Super Dougie, unfortunately, Carolyn, our precious Super Dougie took a fluoride antibiotic. And we know probably what one he took. And now he's got body aches and weaknesses and super sensitive to photosensitivity. And he's wondering what should he do. He's just using REMAG and Flora Revive right now.
5 Realign a day.
Very good. I can tell Carolyn muscle tested for you, Super Dougie. I am going to out her on the show. I probably shouldn't say that. What am I doing? Anyway, okay. But you can trust that. What would you take for OCD behavior, Carolyn?
Well, that when I worked with the autistic community, and there's a lot of OCD there, it was the B vitamins. It was the methylated Bs that were necessary. That's our Realign. And some people, I'm doing 3 a day right now. Most people, they should be doing at least 2 a day. But then if there's an extra symptom like poor Super Dougie has, we just have to take more. Realign detoxifies. It takes out the garbage. The Cipro antibiotic has fluoride in it. It scoops up all your magnesium and makes you very magnesium deficient. And it creates a magnesium cellate magnesium, what is it? It's called cellate. So it creates a magnesium fluoride molecule that deposits in muscles and tendons. There's a black box warning of tendon rupture about Cipro, for Pete's sakes. It's the worst. So we want to detoxify, but also you got to know that these tendons will have a turnover, a cell turnover. So if there's fluoride in a certain number of cells, they'll die off. And the more magnesium you take, the more you'll bind up the fluoride. And a lot of it's going to be excreted. So get your bowel movements in order, take more fiber, you know, take so much Remag that you're having a laxative effect so you can flush this stuff out.
Yeah. Excellent. 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 Mm-hmm. He says he'll never do that again. Yes. Jeffrey said, thank you so much for the good advice. And it is very good advice. And it's exactly what she would do for herself. And she does. It's not medical advice. It's just how she lives her life. And everybody wants to be like Carolyn because she's 77. She looks like she's 55. She's running all kinds of stuff, doing all kinds of things, helping all kinds of people, making all kinds of differences in this world. And it's something to be admired and also to be observed. You want to observe it and incorporate it into your own life. And it's so, our products are so inexpensive, you know. Like that's a fluorothane product is $400,000,000,000,000,000,000 for a little bottle that has 60 capsules in it. And our Remag is like liquid gold. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've always said we don't charge enough, but we would never do any more than we do because we want as many people as possible to have it. It's not cost prohibitive. Mm-hmm. All right. Pat wants to know, final question, and then we'll get to some other things. What is your opinion on vitamin D supplementation? Well, we have one, so I'm going to just skip that and go right to, what is a good time to take bentonite clay with psyllium powder for yeast overgrowth? And how soon before or after we can take our vitamins when we use it that way?
I don't use bentonite anymore, but yes, I do recommend psyllium and bentonite on the kind of yeast detox protocols. First thing in the morning is good if you can stay away from eating for at least an hour, or last thing at night, away from your last meal. I just give it an hour. I mean, so let's just say that. And it's hard to be able to know the individual person's transit time of how long it's going to take. So right. we just stay with the hour and take plenty of water so that it pushes through, and don't worry about it. I mean, with our minerals, I've said this many times, I put my tablespoon of psyllium seed powder right in with my mineral drink and drink it to kind of slow things down a bit. And it's totally absorbed. If I wasn't absorbing it, I'd be twitching and having heart palpitations if my Remag was not being absorbed. Our minerals can be absorbed in the midst of psyllium and probably bentonite clay as well.
Very good. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. As Melody Rose said, our wonderful Melody Rose, if we've missed your question or any response that you needed, go ahead and just hit customer service at questions@drcarolyndean.com, mm-hmm. or you can call them on the number 888-577-3703. Carolyn, did you want to get another article in?
Let's do it. Okay. There we go. Next one, Rachel, antihypertensive treatment tied to increased fall risk across sex, ethnicity, and socioeconomic. I mean, yeah, this is crazy, crazy, crazy. They talk about patients age 40 years or older with blood pressure 130, which is normal, to 179. See, patients with blood pressure of 130 over, say, 85, 87, 90 are being given blood pressure drugs now. So they've got this whole pool of extra people taking these drugs, and they're saying that they followed more than 2.5 million patients. I mean, when I hear those numbers, like, why are you all taking antihypertensives? You should be taking REMAG. 2.5 million patients who've not previously received antihypertensive treatment, and their increased risk for hospitalization or death due to falls, hypertension, and what's the other one? Hypotension, fainting, and acute kidney injury. For Pete's sakes, these drugs in newly prescribed patients are increasing the risk for hospitalization or death, falls, hypotension, fainting, and acute kidney injury. So I wondered about the mechanism for acute kidney injury. What's going on there? Apparently, the kidneys receive 20 to 25% of cardiac output and are highly sensitive to changes in perfusion pressure. When blood pressure drops too low, kidney blood flow decreases. This leads to reduced glomerular filtration rate, reduced pressure in the glomerular capillaries with overly aggressive blood pressure lowering in patients whose kidneys are adapted to higher pressures, and these mechanisms are overwhelmed. So each kidney has about a million glomeruli, which filters everything. So ischemic injury is due to reduced oxygen and nutrient delivery, and that there's tubular epithelial cell ischemia with worsening vasoconstriction leading to necrosis. So all this has to be considered when giving blood pressure medication. Wow. But why don't they consider magnesium, which treats blood pressure? It's the only claim that the FDA allows us to make. So why aren't we treating mild to moderate blood pressure cases that are caused by magnesium deficiency with magnesium and not getting into toxic drug therapy? Magnesium regulates vascular tone as a natural calcium channel blocker. It promotes endothelial nitric oxide production for vasodilation. You see people selling nitric oxide supplements now, and you look on the label and it's magnesium. It's ridiculous. On and on. Helps with the renin-angiotensin, aldosterone system, so many things. Deficiency leads to all these problems that can be caused by blood pressure drugs. Anyway, you can read my magnesium books for more evidence. So there we go, Ginny. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And what happens when an elderly patient, he goes to a young doctor, they say, oh, your blood pressure's up. We better put you on a drug. And they've adapted to that pressure. An elderly patient may have calcified arteries to a certain extent, and they need the higher blood pressure to get the blood up into their brain. So they take this blood pressure drug, it drops their blood pressure, they faint, they fall, they break a hip, and they die.
Yeah, geez, gosh. Oh, people. All right, listen, everybody. You've got to share this episode. You've got to share our product website, rnareset.com. You yourself have to make sure you're taking enough REMAG, REMITE, REALIGN, and our other products to keep yourself safe. And you need to be out there slugging it out with Carolyn and I and letting as many people know as possible. And Carolyn accurately said 2.5 million people most likely unnecessarily taking blood pressure medicine when the FDA has already approved magnesium as a regulator of blood pressure. And if magnesium can regulate your blood pressure from a cardiovascular standpoint, it could probably do a lot other things that it's not allowed to be claimed. So listen, it's one of your best heart health opportunities to use our product. And that's what we want you to do. PicoPets.com for your dog's health and your cat's heart. And we want you to be paying attention to that as well. And we want you to pay attention to drcarolyndean.com. It is the home of Dr. Carolyn Dean's voice. It's all of her words. It's her passion. It's what she wants everybody to know. And we articulate it as well as we can there. And then we bring it over to the product side where all of her formulas and all of her wisdom are in all of our blue bottles. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Please share it with somebody. Know we'll be back next week. And we'll get updates from all of our good people, including Super Dougie, on how much better he's going to be feeling now that he's followed Dr. Dean's sage advice, something she would do herself.
This is one of the greatest shows ever, Jeannie. June 22nd, 2026. This is a highlighted show.
Okay, thank you, Bob. That's Carolyn's husband and our executive producer, Bob. All right, everybody. Mahalo. Thank you for your love, and we'll see you next week.
Aloha, everybody. Thank you.
You have been listening to Dr. Carolyn Dean, the doctor of the future. Become a member of drcarolyndean.com and get access to all her leading edge of creation information, as well as archives, webinars, and other valuable media resources. Join Dr. Dean and Ginny Almighty same time again next week.